First, the Observation Deck with Gordon, brought to us by Man's Best Friend and A Number One Air.
Where are you getting your energy?
Yeah, it's a simple question.
Stop.
All right, I did a live spot yesterday towards the end of the show, and during my live spot, one of my coworkers interrupts me very rudely and announces that I'm, quote, the biggest jerk in the entire world. And that was you, Giorgio, and I want an apology right now.
No, I'm not going to apologize.
It was while I was working.
Sticking up for Norm.
It was
jamming it in his face.
I was not I was doing a live spot.
No, you weren't. You were reading his live spot verbatim in front of him.
You were mocking him.
Yes.
I was not mocking him.
Let it go.
I thought he did a very good live spot, and I said, hey, those are copy points I want to use.
Norm's going to cane you one day.
No, he won't. He doesn't have the guts.
Yes, he will, and I think he does have the guts.
Unless he wants a foot through his esophagus.
Golly,
he won't mess with me.
That's a violent threat.
The Choose Energy. So I got a lot of support from the P1s for giving them a little extra love. And I had to do that live spot. It was a make good for Norm's spot.
It was the same spot.
Because
and you are the biggest jerk I know.
All right. It's the song that all the P1s are talking about. And I think, I want to say one of you forced me to do it on the air. May have been you, Giorgio, that my Jason Garrett robot video, or was it you?
That was me. I forced you.
No, it was Rhines. I remember now. Now that you mentioned you,
I know.
It was Rhines that brought it up. So, yeah.
I love it.
I've been obsessed with everybody does the process. Everybody wants the process.
I love the video.
Yeah, I wish I could do the visuals for the P1. I wish I could produce the video with the fake Garrett and everything. Maybe we can. Maybe we can. I'll dress as Garrett and green screen it. We could just cut out his face and put it dancing on top of the body. But Chris, the P1, sent in some proposed lyrics for it. I think it's pretty good.
Okay.
You ready to hear a little bit of it?
Sure.
It's all part of the process. Process. Everybody do the process. You can give me a beat there, Jerry. Everybody do the process. On second and one, I call pass plays. To be a winner, we got to stack good days. It's all part of the process. Everybody do the process. It's hard to coach Dez and all his drama. Dez, catch the ball. Don't slap yo mama. Dez
got to
do the process. His mama got to do the process. Romo's a football player that makes football plays. I'm an Ivy Leaguer, but only know one phrase. I know how to do the process. It's kind of Al Gore right now, but that's all right. I'll clean it up in post. Jerry is candid, and he is, and he was. He does pizza rep, and he do, and he does. Everybody does the process. It goes on like that. What do you think?
I like it.
It's
great.
Got some potential, right?
Yeah, yes. Absolutely.
I mean, you got it. Thanks for the beat there, Jerry.
I was looking for it.
That's
dumbass.
All right. That's all right.
Yeah, dumbass.
Everybody calm down. Boy, why are tensions at an all-time high here?
You're such a jerk.
I am not a jerk.
Yeah, you are.
How do we not have just a rap beat, generic rap beat ready?
We have them. I just don't have them at the ready. I didn't know what you were doing.
Why are you yelling? I'm like 3 feet from
you. Yeah, but there's a big pane of glass between us.
Oh, good point. So the process. It'll be the new rap song that's sweeping the nation. There is a Are you guys Redditors? Do you read Reddit
occasionally?
Guess not.
It's the front page of the internet.
Is it really? Is it that popular?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Really?
Reddit's very popular. Yeah. Well, Tobin sent this in, and it was written by a guy that I think has to be a P1. His Reddit name is Analog Dan, and he's clearly from around here. I know he's from Texas, and he's a Ranger fan, and he comments on the Cowboys a lot and so on. And he is a musician. Anyway, he's also posts on Reddit, and he posted a thing about a great hypothetical about what if baseball was played once a week and how that would change the game. And the post is interesting. Not only does it bring up, you know, some sports points about it, but then he gets into his life, and he tells actually a very touching story about how his dad died of a heart attack while they were out hiking and his experience of watching them take his dad's body out and all this kind of stuff. And it was very touching. But the baseball points he makes are kind of interesting. So I figured we'd quickly discuss what if baseball were played once a week. According to Analog Dan, aces, he thinks that, who do you think would win the battle between the aces and the batters? Because now your ace can pitch every game.
You have one starting pitcher.
Yeah. And you'd probably have what, like three, four pitchers, right? But you would have one that took the brunt of all of it.
Right. One start a week, so he's getting more rest than he does now.
Right.
How about somewhere in between? You just have the weekend series. You're off during the week. But
we're debating once a week. We're making it like football. He says the batting lineup and starting pitcher would be a week-long debate in sporting news.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, like, every pitch counts. Every hit counts an incredible amount. So, I guess, would the power hitters be much? Because if every hit counts so much, you'd really have an emphasis on power hitters? Because you're not just trying to grind out runs and just do that?
It's. I don't know. Are there that many power hitters to go around? Still, yeah, some teams would have to manufacture runs.
Right. There wouldn't be an emphasis on utility players.
Right. Nobody would need rest.
Right.
You would need some in case of injury, but for the most part, your benches would be very lean.
Pitchers would be studied by batters 1,000% more.
Yes. So would that make it a lot? Well, same goes the other way, though.
And he says pitchers would be studied by batters. I mean, pitchers would study hitters 500% more because they have more studying to do on all these, on various hitters.
Would we care about it more because, let's say, this weekend?
See, I think I would care about it more.
This weekend, it's the Rangers against the Yankees.
Uh-huh.
It's one game against the Yankees.
Right.
And then the next weekend, it's going to be the Royals or whatever. But this is, they face CC Sabathia and the Yankees this weekend. Boy, we're getting fired up for this game, aren't we?
And every pitch counts. It just doesn't get bogged down in the tremendous number of pitches over 162 games, and you tune out for a week or two at a time.
And every game would be huge.
It's too long.
What?
Flipping baseball.
This way?
No. Just like it is now.
Yes, it is. The season is too long. The new stadiums would be much larger because you only have, I don't know, we have a 20-week season maybe, something like that, 20 games.
Yeah, you'd have to play everybody in your league once.
Uh-huh.
And then you'd have a few interleague games, I guess. Or could you do like they do in the English Premier League and you play everybody once at home and once away?
So how many is that?
That would be, you have four, you have five, well,
60.
When the Astros join, you'll have 20 teams in the American League. Okay. So you'd have to have 40 weeks.
Okay.
Or actually,
any interleague?
It would be just like the EPL because you don't include yourself. So it'd be 38 games you'd have.
Mm-hmm.
One at home against the Yankees and one away. That'd be kind of cool.
Yeah. A 40-game season.
That's a long season.
40 weeks.
But that would be okay. You could elongate the season if you're just playing once a week and just make it like English soccer where you start the end of February, and you would finish in November.
I like this idea too. The weekend series is the better way to go. Somewhere in between.
No, let us talk radical for a moment. Come on, let us think new ways here. I think this would be great.
That's too short.
I would be so much more locked in. The casual sports fan like me.
But I would still lock you in just with the weekend series. You're going to hate the weekend series this week.
That waters it down.
Not much. You're not doing anything Monday through Thursday.
Oh, it'd be great. There's no resting of superstars.
George,
you're guaranteed to see the superstar when you go to the park.
George, our idea is less baseball. I thought you'd be on board with this.
Well, I am, but it's too much.
A weekend series, you wouldn't sit down for all three.
No.
But if there's one game against the Yankees, it's their only game at Yankee Stadium, everyone's locked in.
So why are you saying you're against it, George?
It's just too radical. And I think you could accomplish a lot of what you're trying to accomplish with just saying, hey, it's almost like they do in the colleges.
But what's the problem with being this radical? I mean, what is the real difference between there being three games of the weekend or one to you?
Well, because I think you would, instead of cutting back from 162 to 40 games, I think the other way you could cut it back to about 120 games. I think we'd all be fine with that.
But what are you concerned about? Attendance? Individual stats?
Well, it's just like, let's cut the NFL season to four games. That's just too radical. Let's cut the NBA back to 10 games.
Well, but they don't have the problem that baseball has.
I think the NBA does.
But they don't play every day. Baseball plays every day. NBA, NHL, they play two, three times a week.
It seemed like last year we played almost every day.
Yeah, I think that was a weird strike show.
I think it's a great idea. I think it's an awesome idea, and it has never even occurred to me about how that would change the game if you made each game important in that way.
Owners would never, ever go for it because they're going to lose a ton of money because instead of 80 home dates, they have 19 home dates.
Right.
And so they're losing a lot of money and a lot of TV revenue. So it'll never, ever, ever, ever happen. But it would be fascinating.
Okay, but how is football making money? Are they making any money right now? Or are they losing
tons they're of money? It.
But tons how are they doing? It's impossible.
Unbelievable.
They can't
television
do any
rights. What it costs to go to a game.
Television.
Seat licensing.
Yeah. Okay.
But yeah, television.
Yeah, maybe
a big
the TV
revenue.
Deals would go up.
Yeah, wouldn't that go up?
Because games would be much higher rated.
They would be precious.
You know, the biggest Rangers games this year got a 10 share. The biggest Cowboys games get a 40 share.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe the big Ranger games would then get a 40 share because it'd be the only time you get to see them.
Right. What about that, George?
This is a great idea. It's worth revisiting. We're out of time now,
all
but
right.
It's a fantastic idea. It'll never happen, but it's really interesting.